Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A New Science of Heaven by Robert Temple is a cross-genre work of popular science and speculative inquiry that argues plasma physics deserves a central place in how we picture reality. Temple starts from a basic but underappreciated premise for general readers. Most of the visible universe is not made of solid, atomic matter like the objects around us, but a plasma, an electrically active state of matter shaped by electromagnetic forces. From that foundation, he surveys research and history around plasma behavior, including the way plasma can form complex, organized structures, and he asks what those properties imply for conventional assumptions about life, intelligence, and perception. The book then extends this scientific discussion toward reports of spiritual or anomalous experience, proposing that some historically described phenomena could be encounters with natural plasma events or poorly understood plasma-like entities, rather than purely psychological episodes or strictly supernatural interventions. Temple presents himself as a guide to a scientific field he believes has been culturally sidelined despite its cosmological importance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, plasma as the dominant material of the cosmos. A central theme is the claim that atomic and packer, solid matter is not the universal norm but an exception within a universe largely composed of plasma. Temple emphasizes that plasma is an ionized, electrically conductive state of matter, whose behavior is governed strongly by electromagnetic forces rather than only gravity and neutral particle interactions. This framing matters because it challenges a common lay picture of space as mostly empty with scattered solid objects. Instead, the book encourages readers to see stars, solar winds, nebulae, and many large-scale cosmic structures as fundamentally plasma phenomena. Temple uses this to argue that a focus on condensed matter alone can bias the questions scientists ask and the interpretations they consider plausible, especially when thinking about structure formation and dynamics in space. The intellectual move is not merely definitional. By treating plasma as a primary medium, Temple sets up later discussions about organized patterns, stability, and the possibility that complex behavior may arise in environments that do not resemble Earth, like chemistry. Whether or not one accepts every extrapolation, the book uses the prevalence of plasma to motivate a broader rethinking of what kinds of physical systems could host complexity. Secondly, self-organization and complexity in plasma behavior. Temple highlights research suggesting that plasma can display strikingly organized structures, including filamentary forms and other pattern configurations, rather than behaving only as a chaotic gas. He presents these examples to make a broader point about self-organization under the right conditions. Electrically active matter can form stable, repeatable architectures that manage flows of charge and energy. For readers steeped in biology as the primary example of organized complexity, this is used to widen the conceptual menu. Complexity, in this view, is not restricted to carbon chemistry in cells, but can also appear in plasma systems governed by feedback, fields, and currents. Temple is careful to treat this as an opening of possibility, rather than a settled identification of plasma with life. But he repeatedly returns to the idea that certain plasma structures can resemble biological motifs in form or function. The theme supports two downstream arguments. First, that we may underestimate the variety of lifelike processes in the universe. Second, that some unusual aerial or atmospheric phenomena might involve structured plasma configurations. The book aims to make the reader comfortable with the idea that organization can be physical and emergent without being biological in the usual sense. Thirdly, rethinking intelligence and life beyond atomic biology, building on the discussion of plasma complexity. Temple explores what counts as life or intelligence when the substrate is not familiar biology. He points to the possibility that if a system can sustain structured organization, respond to inputs, and maintain pattern behavior over time, then at minimum, it complicates simple boundaries between inert matter and living systems, rather than offering a definitive new definition of life. The book uses this question to pressure test assumptions that intelligence must be neuron-based or that life must be cellular and chemical. Temple sometimes frames the idea in analogical terms, suggesting that organized plasma could, in principle, exhibit behaviors that look like information processing. That speculative edge is part of the book's appeal to readers who enjoyed big-picture reframing. But the argument is anchored in the more conservative point that plasma physics is rich with nonlinear dynamics and field-driven feedback. The practical takeaway is conceptual readers are invited to separate the idea of intelligence from the specific materials that implement it on Earth. Even skeptics can find value in this as a philosophical and scientific exercise, because it encourages clearer thinking about what evidence would actually be required to infer life or agency in unfamiliar physical systems. Fourthly, plasma and reports of spiritual or anomalous experience. One of the most distinctive topics is Temple's attempt to connect plasma phenomena with a long record of human reports that are often labeled spiritual, paranormal, or visionary. He does not position the book as theology, and he signals that his focus is on a naturalistic reinterpretation. Some experiences could be triggered by rare atmospheric or environmental plasma events, or by interactions with luminous, mobile phenomena that people historically described in religious language. Ball lightning is a recurring example because it is a widely reported phenomenon with unusual properties that can sound uncanny to non-specialists. Temple uses cases like this to argue that human culture may have interpreted certain physical encounters through spiritual frameworks because the underlying physics was unknown. The result is a bridge argument. Plasma becomes a candidate explanatory category that sits between purely psychological accounts and strictly supernatural claims. Importantly, the book does not claim to have solved spiritual experience. Important. Instead, it argues that the scientific imagination has room to treat some classic mysteries as miscategorized natural events. Readers who are interested in the science-spirituality interface will find the core value in how the book reframes questions and proposes that better physics literacy can change what we consider possible explanations. Lastly, a historical and interdisciplinary case for taking plasma seriously, Temple frames his project as both scientific advocacy and intellectual history. He emphasizes that plasma science has involved major laboratories and serious researchers, yet remains less visible in mainstream public discussion than topics like genetics or cosmology in their simplified forms. This creates the book's rhetorical engine, an important field, he argues, has implications that are not widely integrated into popular understandings of the universe. The narrative, therefore, mixes explanations of physical ideas with references to the broader scientific culture that shapes which paradigms receive attention. Temple also draws on historical texts and cultural records, not to prove religion, but to show how earlier descriptions of luminous beings, lights, or sky phenomena might intersect with modern physical categories. The interdisciplinary posture is deliberate. Plasma physics, atmospheric phenomena, and human testimony are all treated as relevant data streams, albeit with different levels of reliability. For readers, the value is learning to track how interpretation changes when background knowledge changes. Even if one remains cautious about the most ambitious extensions, the book stands as an argument for intellectual humility. Science can expand the list of plausible mechanisms beneath experiences that were once forced into either belief or dismissal. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who enjoy big questions at the boundary of popular physics, philosophy of nature, and the study of unusual human experience. Curious non-specialists who want an accessible introduction to why plasma matters in astrophysics will find a clear, motivating through line, especially if they have mainly encountered a gravity-centered picture of the universe. Readers interested in consciousness, spirituality, or historical accounts of anomalous phenomena may also value the book's attempt to offer a third option between literal supernaturalism and blanket skepticism. The main intellectual benefit is not a set of final answers, but a discipline reframing plasma becomes a concrete scientific category that can be used to generate alternative hypotheses about lights in the sky, rare atmospheric events, and the language people use to describe them, compared with many science and spirituality books that lean heavily on metaphor. Temple tries to keep the discussion tethered to a real physical domain and to the idea that misunderstood natural phenomena can be culturally reinterpreted as spiritual. What makes it stand out is that it treats plasma not as a poetic image, but as a candidate explanatory medium with its own distinctive dynamics. Readers who prefer tightly settled consensus science may find portions speculative, but those comfortable with exploratory synthesis will appreciate its scope and provocation. If you would like to support Robert Temple, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.